He had a mania for being in the right. The slightest hint of disagreement from anyone on the most trivial point was enough to set him off on a harangue that might last for hours, in which he proved himself right in so many ways, and with such exhausting volubility that in the end his hearer, stunned and deafened, would agree with him for the sake of peace. It never occurred to him that he and his doing were not of the most intense and fascinating interest to anyone with whom he came in contact. He had theories about almost any subject under the sun, including vegetarianism, the drama, politics, and music. And in support of these theories, he wrote pamphlets, letters, books, thousands upon thousands of words, hundreds and hundreds of pages. He not only wrote these things and published them, usually at somebody else's expense, but he would sit and read them aloud for hours to his friends and his family. He wrote operas, and no sooner did he have the synopsis of a story, but he would invite, or rather summon, a crowd of his friends to his house and read it aloud to them, not for criticism, for applause. When the complete poem was written, the friends had to come again and hear that read aloud. And then he would publish the poem, sometimes years before the music that went with it was written. He played the piano like a composer, in the worst sense of what that implies, and he would sit down at the piano before parties that included some of the finest pianists of his time, and play for them, by the hour, his own music, needless to say. He had a composer's voice, and he would invite eminent vocalists to his house and sing them his operas, taking all the parts.